Houston has absorbed tens of thousands of evacuees from Hurricane Katrina, and nonprofit groups there have begun finding jobs for the displaced. As NPR's Wade Goodwin reports, placement centers have been set up in the parking lot of the Astrodome and at the city's professional basketball arena.
Do you want to hear an amazing story of New Orleans survival? Look around the WorkSource job tent and pick an evacuee.
It was a disaster, bro. I mean, it came at us. Woo, did it come. We had a lot of water. We lost everything we had.
Ralph Stewart used to live in the 7th Ward before Katrina. That Monday night, as water poured over the levees, Stewart saved himself, his sister, and her two children. Then he and his neighbor saved everybody else on the block as an encore.
My next-door neighbor had a boat, and I helped him to save other people that didn't have no way to get out. So we all, me and him, worked together. We worked and worked till we got everybody out of there.
Having proved himself stalwart and brave in crisis, Ralph Stewart is now looking for work.
Anything, as long as it's a job. Hotel job, whatever, I'm willing to work.
Stewart worked in housekeeping at the Metairie Country Club, and he says a week out of work is long enough.
I'm just starting. I did an application and stuff that they told me to wait around and see what they can do.
What do you think?
Well, I might luck up and get some. I'm looking to get some. I'm ready to go back to work.
And if he does get work, and the chances are good, Stewart says that even though he's native to New Orleans, he's in Houston to stay.
I want to live out here. I don't want to go back to New Orleans. The way that storm hit, it's not going to feel the same.
Stewart is inside a large white air-conditioned tent set up in the parking lot outside the Astrodome. It's been set up by The WorkSource, a federally funded nonprofit that helps people find jobs. Judy Christian says their job bank spans the entire state of Texas.
The Texas Medical Center Laundry Service had some non-skilled jobs, but of course you're having a lot of people come here who are teachers, people that are in all types of positions, and The WorkSource works with everybody.
But WorkSource is not the only job game in town. Inside the city's pro basketball arena, there is a remarkable scene. Along the outside edge of the wide hallways are tables staffed for public school registration. There are 10 temporary medical clinics. Doctors in white coats stroll around on break. The Houston Rockets have teamed up with a local TV station and the Memorial Hermann Hospital System to provide an array of critical services, including jobs. 31-year-old Everett Washington Jr. used to have his own janitorial service. Now he's looking for $12 an hour.
I just want to be able to, sustain myself. If I find something, that's really good and it's worth staying, then I'll stay. But for the time being, I don't want to sit around and wait for FEMA. I don't want to sit around and wait for unemployment. I want to get a job.
This week, thousands of evacuees began their new life in Texas. Here in Houston, most seem hopeful. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.